ran up to the fans and obviously like flexed on them and whatnot.
Mate, he's looking a bit overweight, aren't you?
Yeah. To be fair, I still see some of them pictures now.
He was saying on the way in, you reckon he'll take his top off?
We need some women stealing, followers,
stealing man. Still in good nick now.
Right, and you were gassed as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm already pumped up as it is. But to be fair, even when Guard scored, I thought we would still be sound. Even when we know we got the points deduction, of course we're then sucked into a relegation battle. But even when I come back, I know we're going to stay up. And obviously we stayed with a couple of games to go, but which didn't need to be. We should have been at the other end. But that points deduction kills the team mentally, and you can see it like going into like the January and the February and whatnot. Do you know what I mean?
Kicking the balls, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's easy to say, Jude, isn't it? Hands down, Jude.
Yeah.
Because some of the things he was doing at 16 was outrageous. Grabbing games in the Championship by the scruff of the neck.
When he's coming through, you're like, yeah, I better put a little one on him, this upstart, let him know what it's like.
Nah. Because, like, I know how good he is, but also, with the young ones, all you want to do is make sure that they're willing to learn and doing the right thing with respect. And the thing about him is, people say, don't mistake confidence and arrogance. And obviously, he's on that level where people could think he's arrogant and still do now. We went out that Saturday. Mad, innit? You shouldn't be going out in Nuvo.
Before, both.
But I never forget, on the Monday, Richard Bill comes in and he's like, I had a phone call on the weekend saying, if the Zulus ever see you boys out after Riggy's all better, you're getting done him. So I was like, oh, I won't be going out after games like that again.
Before we get into this, we're doing over 1 million engagements a month, but most of you aren't subscribed. If you enjoy the content, hit subscribe and follow us on socials. It'll make such a massive difference. Cheers.
Is that right, Digger?
Digger, man. Yes.
Thanks for having me, man.
Call us here, man. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I've had to literally just jet here.
No, thanks, man. No, I know you've you're training still, you're playing.
To be fair, it's supposed to happen a couple of weeks ago, really.
Yeah, but...
You're here now, mate. That's the main thing.
So for anyone who doesn't know you, what's your... Give us a brief overview of you.
Of me? Yeah, as a person?
Yeah, as a person. Let's get one.
Fucking laid back. Like to be the joker. Some people might say big time, because obviously I'm not big time in that way, but people might... From the outside, I've always had people say, oh, I think he's arrogant, he's this, he's that, but... I'm always wanting to laugh on a joke. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was me. But if you ask anyone that I've played with, they'll be like, what's Digger like? He's just always not serious. But obviously, when it comes to the football side, I'm serious. But
Deadly serious, mate.
Yeah.
Deadly serious.
Have to be in it, mate. Do you know what I mean? But when it comes to, like, the changing room and the banter, I love it. Like, that's what I live for. I live for, like, just having a laugh, because at the end of the day, you're playing football with your mates. That's the way you got to see it. Of course, it's your job and you're fine for 3 points all the time, but you want to enjoy your workplace, don't you? Do you know what I mean? And I think we're in such a weird type of work. It's a bubble, and it's like no bubble in the world. Some of the things that you see and go on wouldn't happen in the workplace, would it? So I think as well, if you can enjoy coming to work, then do you know what I mean?
It's half the battle, isn't it?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Why would you sum yourself up as a footballer? I know who outweeds support, but yourself?
All action. Leave nothing out there. And I think the one thing you know you're going to get from me is graft and hard work. And I think people respected that, because the teams that I played for were known to be hardworking teams. So it suited me. Do you know what I mean? And I think being the player that I am, there was times in my career where I tried to be something that I'm not, if you know what I mean, because you try and adapt and you try and... I think we live in a society and social media where everyone wants that. You know, when you see like clips on Instagram and that, and you see like skills and this and that, everyone thinks that's a footballer, when really the unsung heroes of teams that teammates love are the people that do the hard stuff that go unnoticed and, you know, go under the radar. And I think I was one of them that went under the radar, that was very appreciated by the managers, very appreciated by the teammates. And if I would have just stuck at that and been happy with that, I think I would have probably stayed here a bit longer.
It's
So I did wonder whether you'd mention your goal scoring acumen as well. Yeah. And I thought you might not. But you had goals in you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nice finishes.
Yeah, some good finishes to be fair, but probably not enough. But at the end of the day, like where I was deployed was destroying and sniffing out danger, weren't it?
You didn't die, could you?
Exactly. And to be fair, I enjoyed that. Especially with certain teams and the teams that we formed, probably in the first 3-4 years. We had what I'd call trench man. Do you know what I mean? People that you knew once it was time to roll your sleeves up, it was action. Do you know what I mean? And you were confident that when you're walking out, he's got my back, I've got his back. And you didn't need words to say that. Do you know what I mean? And then towards the latter end, it was a bit like, well, he thinks he's going to get a move, even though if we get relegated, like it got to that kind of point. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Where people weren't all in. You've probably seen that now with a few teams like Tottenham. And obviously, I'm not there, so I can't obviously speak for him, but at the same time, it's like, well, how much do you want it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When
Like, you've been in dressing rooms and you can see in players' faces.
That's what I mean. Like even now, like I'm at Kiddie now, National League North, and I still prepare like I'm playing fucking Blackburn in the champ. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't change for me, just what level I am. I've still got that hunger and desire, and every time I cross that white line, I'm trying to be the best version of myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, injury lists at Tottenham and stuff.
Yeah.
They say the blame on the injury list, but how many of those players want to get back? How many of those players have we had on, like yourself, Horse, like O'Connor, like players who will just be like, I'm not going to tell the gaffer I've got the McCarthy. I'm not going to tell the gaffer I'm not 100% fixed. Yeah. I want to be out on that pitch. How many of those Spurs players are saying that? Do you know what I mean? And then that's when it comes to the crunch. If you want to play, you're gonna.
That was the thing as well. Like there was so many times like. It's obviously you guys didn't see my injury, especially at the training ground, because obviously weren't at the ground or whatnot. But like, if I got a knock, I'm playing on. Even now, like if I've got, like obviously I'm 35, I'm getting older now, so I'm always going to get these niggles. Some like I'm never going to be 100%, so my groin might be hurting or my back or fucking I don't know, my calf or whatever. But I'm playing. Do you know what I mean? If I have to have a diclofenac, if I have to have an ibuprofen, I'm playing. Do you know what I mean? Like you're gonna have to wheel me off. And I don't think there's enough people that are kind of like that. Do you know what I mean?
You're kind of the end of the old school, aren't you?
Yeah, massively. I think probably 32-year-olds, probably say a couple of years younger than me. Rest aside, like some of them now I'm seeing, honestly, it's the level of respect. There's no respect in that as well now. Like, I know that we're in a different era and that, but they're your basics. Do you know what I mean? You get taught manners and respect and that's kind of gone a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think lads play one game. And I think they've made it, do you know what I mean? Or they're getting a first team dressing room and they're like, I'm here, I've arrived, and you're far from arrived. Yeah. Maybe you've played 100 games, 200 games. Do you know what I mean? You're a fixture in the starting 11 and they're like, you know what, I can trust him. Then you're like, that way inclined, do you know what I mean?
Well, the pay reflected that back in the day though, didn't it, as well?
Of course it did.
The pay doesn't reflect that these days.
You got kids now. Like, I seen something the other day, scholar wage, when I was coming through, was £90 a week, second year. Scholar was 110. Now I'm hearing it's like £400 a week, and then like your first pro is like £2,000 a week. My first pro was £350 a week, and that was like there was no negotiating. It was take it or leave it. Do you know what I mean? Because end of the day, like of course you've worked hard for it, but you ain't done nothing in the football world. So how can you negotiate that? Do you get what I mean? Whereas
that's industry standard. That's what it is.
Whereas like now these kids are like, not sure about that. I can get that. I can get, I don't know, £3,000 somewhere else, and they've probably got that power now. But it's like. It's just shifted. Of course, I'm talking maybe 20 years ago. But at the same time, it's like everyone's handed everything too early. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. So let's go back then to the start.
Yeah.
So how did you get into football? Where did you get into football?
Just playing with my brother, because my brother was a professional footballer. He played for Walsall. He's my half-brother, Dion Scott. He played for Walsall. So I remember watching him. He'd take me to like the park and stuff like that. And this is how old school he was. Like, I'm 8 and he's 18. He's 10 years older than me. So I'm playing with all his 18-year-old mates. And he's telling me to keep the ball. And I'm 8, playing against 18-year-olds. And I end up crying. He's telling me to stop crying, like, fix up. So that was the environment that I had. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it probably was good for me coming through. Because obviously when you've got your big characters.
Yeah.
Like Mick McCarthy and all those guys and the players that demand the most of you. You're already thick-skinned anyway. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, just playing in the street, played Sunday league up till 15, and then played a game at Kidderminster, which is ironic. A FA Cup final, and got scouted by a guy called Tony Lacey. He was like, come down for a trial. Went down for a trial at Wolves, and yeah, the rest is history. I had a, it wasn't even 6 weeks, it was like 2 in-house games. So like, I'd done one in the 1 week, and they're like, yeah, come back next week. Done another one. They were like, yeah, we want to give you a year.
And going back to what we said off camera,
yeah,
you had
yeah.
that moment. Did you have that moment? You was having trouble in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I got expelled from school. Me and my mates had a bit of a ruckus with some geezer that didn't go to our school. So yeah, we ended up fighting him, whatever happened. And
so that could have been the that point could have where been, yeah. just, you'd done.
So we at first as well, when I got expelled, the just the school themselves said like, we appealed it, and then they were like, nah. So then we ended up going to like some council house in Albury, which was like part of some other jurisdiction or whatever. And they decided that we were sorry. We said, oh, we're sorry to this, we're to. And yeah, they ended up letting us back in. And obviously I had to say in that as well, like, oh, I've got trials at Wolves, I really need this, this is my only opportunity, all that spill. So luckily I got back in, and then, yeah, it was just a wake-up call for me, because obviously at school I was a class clown, similar to how I am now in football. Do you know what I mean? Trying to be the centre of attention and that. I was like that at school, but obviously way more disruptive. And end of the day, like when you're at school, obviously you boys know we don't take it serious, do we? So yeah, getting in then into Wolves, I had 6 months to get a scholarship. That first 3 months, I hated it.
Tough.
Because it's just, it's clicky, ain't it? Like you're in... I'm the new boy that's trying to get a scholarship. You've got all your clicks and that. And I just found it very overwhelming, because like you're training more, the training's tougher. Like obviously you're playing with people that are as good as you, if not better. And there was a lot of players that are probably better than me. Cause obviously I'm coming from this bubble where I'm the best player, especially in my team. I'm just smashing it.
Yeah.
So then you go into that environment. It's different. It's tough. And I remember we played Bolton away. And I was on the bench, come on after 30 minutes, got subbed off at half-time. Was that bad? I was thinking, yeah, that's me. But for me, it was like, well, you either roll over or you just get on with it.
Use that best fuel shot. Length.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because obviously it's embarrassing as well. I've only been there 3 months.
Who was the manager then?
Guy called John Trollope. He's passed away now, but his son Paul Trollope was...
Played for Derby, didn't
he? Yeah. And he was Bristol Rovers manager. Mm, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just, because you have like monthly report, not month, every 3 months you have a report, and it was like, hasn't adapted this and that. And I was like, all right.
Was you still pissing about?
Yeah, not at Wolves, no. Because no. You couldn't, not you in that environment. Yeah. But then I'll never forget it. There was this geezer who I was friends with at school, and he was like, we were fucking about and that, just messing about with each other, having a few exchange words and that. And he's like, it's all right, you'll be back with us, because he played for my Sunday league team. He's like, you'll be back with us in like a couple of months. And I was like, all right then, we'll see. So that was probably the fuel I needed, do you know what I mean? So then come the February, I get offered a scholarship. So I was pretty like, yeah, I'm in that. And obviously fucked off my GCSEs.
Good job.
To be fair, I managed to pass English maths, got C's in that. So, but really, I probably should have got an A in maths, pretty good at maths. But you just think you made it, don't you? You're naive, and you're like, well, I've got my foot in the door now.
Yeah.
But probably coming from where I come from, it was, well, I'm all in that. And the way I play and the way I am, obviously you guys know, I'm all in. If there's something like that, I'm all in. So, and I'm going to work my ass off for it. So, yeah.
And we're talking 20 years ago. Now it's again, you have to do your GCSEs alongside your YTS or whatever. It's not YTS now, but like you have to do it as part of that. Whereas then
alongside it,
it was kind of like, why you there? They were kind of like, you're in with us. We don't want you. Kind of your eyes somewhere else on lessons and stuff when you're playing for the team. Yeah.
So you're getting onto the Wolves bench then. Reserve game against West Brom. You got sent off.
Yeah, sent off. Funny story as well. I should have made my debut against... You'll check this out. It's very accurate. I don't want to get... what is it? What's the geezer do?
Oh.
He come to the stage, whatever his name is. He keeps doing that thing, doesn't he? Where he pulls people and keep lying about stuff.
Oh,
is it Corral Prince or something?
Yeah,
you keep doing that. Anyway, this is a true story. So we played West Brom in the reserves, didn't we? Played right back and I got sent off. But we had injuries at Wolves. So Mick McCarthy was like, as soon as I got sent off, Mick McCarthy was like, you're a fucking idiot because you were going to play against Blackburn on the following Saturday or whenever it was. So here's me thinking, I've fucked it. I could have played in the Premier League. This and that.
So was that, was it Karl-Emery got injured?
I can't remember who the injuries were, but there was a lot of injuries at the club at the time.
But he wants to give you pulses, and then on the other side, he's having to look at
exactly. Yeah, this is what I mean. So obviously, I'm kind of getting tested as well. Do you know what I mean? So I think previous to this, I might be wrong, but I was on the bench. I got called back from Warsaw on one of my loans, and I was on the bench for like 5-6 games in a row. So I think my first one was Chelsea. Then I was on the bench against Man City, a couple of home games. So I had an inkling that I was liked. And I thought, you know what? He's got half a chance here. Because you're not just going to get on the bench in Premier League squad. Do you know what I mean? So, and financially, it was nice as well. Because I'm on 350 quid a week. Getting on the bench there was like £2,000.
Yeah.
Just to get on the bench, you know what I mean? Don't even have to get on. I think if you get on, you get £4,000. So, financially, it was nice as well. But obviously, just being in, considered, I'm thinking, well, I've got a chance here. Do you know what I mean? So, that one against West Brom was a bit of a wound. Do you know what I mean? But luckily, I went on a few more loans and ended up obviously making my Wolves debut, which was surreal, to be fair.
What do you remember about that?
Your Wolves or Blues, or what was it when you was going up?
Arsenal.
Was your Arsenal?
Still Arsenal now.
I've never known.
I don't think anyone. Yeah.
Oops. Yeah, oh, we'll no, move yeah. on from that. Yeah.
I was at Chesterfield. And we played Charlton on a Tuesday night. Got slapped 4-1, but I held my own and I played really well. And obviously they were going to win the league at that point.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I probably played better, if not, well, I played as good, if not better than their centre mids, and they were seasoned pros, do you know what I mean? So obviously Steve Weaver and Terry Connor come to the game and they called me on the Wednesday and said, we want to call you back with a view to playing you in the Premier League. And I was like, but at this point, I'd come back from Inverness in that February, and I think you guys might remember it. Wolves had Birmingham in the FA Cup, didn't they?
Yeah.
The two replay games, innit?
You had a hand in every goal.
Nah, this is the Championship.
Oh, okay.
This is the year after. This is the year before when we were both in the Premier League. We played each other in the FA Cup. So I went eligible for the first FA Cup game. So I got called back, and Mick McCarthy was like, I've seen you play. I think you're ready. So he's like, I'm going to play you in the replay of the Cup. But if you're not eligible for the first game, you can't play in the replay.
Yeah.
So he's like, that would have been a good test for you, but I don't think you're ready for the Premier League yet. So I was like, all right. So I went on loan to Chesterfield.
Can I stop you there a sec? Is it right that, so I read a quote that he said, you went to Inverness a boy, you came back a man.
Yeah.
So is it right that you got sent off in a game for tackling someone into your own player?
Yeah, and buckled your own player.
Buckled your own player and then hit him again later and got sent off for it.
Yeah. It was Chris Hogg.
That's and Terry Butcher as well.
Yeah, and Terry Butcher.
Yeah, so yeah. I bet he was loving you, wasn't
it? Mate, he's loving me, but he's fucking nuts.
Pulling his hair out.
Nuts, mate. I never forget it. I know we're going off topic a bit, but we must have lost one game. I think it might have been.
Could be wrong.
So he's pouting us, throwing bottles at us in the changing room, and he's going around all of us, cunting us off, like, and we're all just like, fuck, mate. And obviously, when he loses, you know he's a nutcase, isn't he?
Yeah.
So you just be quiet, innit? So he's leaving, and as he tries to leave, he's gone to shut the door, but it's a safety door. So as he goes to shut it, he goes, and obviously we're all just like chuckling like this.
So he's getting angrier.
So he comes back in and goes, you're all fucking in tomorrow. You think that's fucking funny? So he gets us in the next day and gives us pals, mate. But just obviously he wants to fucking lever the door, didn't he? But mate, it was funny, but he was crackers. And I remember as well when I said to him, because I was like, oh, I'm going back off loan. I want to go back to England. This was, to be fair, before I'd seen Mick and that. And he was like, oh, I ain't going to play you then. Thinking that I'd be like, well, all right, then I'll stay in Scotland. But I'd felt like I'd done enough there. I was like, I need to go back to League One or try and get a Championship move. I feel like I'm ready.
It's not like you're in the cosmopolitan like throes of the Glasgow city or anything. Inverness is pretty remote.
Inverness is far, and the thing is with that loan as well, I found out he was the manager and they were like, Inverness, do you want to go? SPL, Rangers, Hearts. The Hearts were good then as well, so were Hibs. Rangers were good. This is before that, obviously, that went down. So it was a good league. Obviously the rest of the teams, it was the best of the rest. So I was like, sign me up. Where do I sign? Little did I know that it was 7 hours away. So I'd already signed it, put it in on the maps, and it's 7 hours away. I'm like, fuck me, can I get out of this?
You get into Scotland and then it's another mate, summer.
Nah, you get to Carlisle and you're halfway. And Carlisle's a mission.
Yeah.
So, I ended up obviously signing there. But yeah, like Mick said, like, I'd felt like, even though we got slapped against the big teams, I still felt like I was like doing really well. Do you know what I mean? Like competitive, getting about. So I felt like I did come back a man, and I was showing in training that I could compete with some of the lads that were playing in the Premier League week in, week out.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that got me as well is Wolf signed Egert Johnson. He was at Hearts. And I put a tweet out, like, Wolves taking the piss out of me, and I had to call Wolves and say that I got hacked. Because I played against his skis, and no way he was better than me. Egert Johnson, I don't mean to.
No offence.
But there was no way he was better than me. So I was like, are they taking the piss out of me? Like,
Same position.
Like, you're going to go and buy a geezer when you've got me there. And it was just like, it was a bit of a slap in the face, innit? But I'd come back, and bearing in mind, Egert Johnson signed that January. So I'd come back from loan. And I trained with the first team for like 3-4 days. And that's when Mick come to me and went, you're ready, you are. So I was a bit like, yeah, I showed you that maybe you shouldn't have. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then even when I got called back, he was fit and I played over him. So it was like a bit of a cat. No,
that hacker called it well then.
Yeah, do you know what I mean, mate?
So, yeah, it wasn't really hacked. It was me.
It was me.
Yeah, I proved it.
He proved it right to me, the hacker.
Quick shout out to Brumlife, our sponsor. For entertainment, news, everything Birmingham, go check them out on the socials. Search for Brumlife. Cheers.
So I talk to us about the So yeah, so then you played Blues, didn't you? But it was 3-2
there.
Yeah, I had a hand in every goal.
Goals, didn't I?
Yeah,
I had a stormer that day, didn't I?
Yeah.
Put yourself on the in
on
the window,
map,
didn't you?
I put myself on the map, didn't I?
Right on the grid.
So how did the move to Blues come about then?
Well, I fell out with Kenny Jackett in the December. At Wolves, and it was over a thing called match duty. So when you're not in the squad, or you're injured, because I was injured. I'd done my ankle that summer. So I hurt it in training, whatever. And there was a thing called match duty. So if you're not in the squad, you go up to all the press box. It was kind of like this. You go up and do your piece.
Meet and greet,
whatever. And I was like, I was on crutches, like, I really want to go. Do you know what I mean? I need to keep my foot elevated, this and that. So George Ellacobe was like, I'll do it, Dave. So I was like, oh, cheers, George, whatever. Come in on the Monday, and Kenny Jackett was like, I heard you refuse to do match duty. I was like, no, not all. And he's like, well, I've been told that you refuse to do it. And I was like, not really. And I said, like, without being disrespectful, it's not in my contract to do match duty. It's in my contract to be fit for this football club, and that's what I'm trying to do. We had a bit of back and forth and whatnot. And I heard down the grapevine anyway from people, once he's done with you, he's done with you.
Right.
So in that December, I was bonded. I think I played 23 games before that. So I started majority of the games in League One. And to be fair, even in training, like I've been to bless my, I was a joke. I was doing well. And the lads were like, you've got to be playing. But he just held a grudge against me. So I was supposed to go Barnsley before Blues on loan, but Wolves wanted my loyalty bonus paid. So right. Barnsley were like, we're not paying that. I was like, please just get over. I want to go and play football because I'm training with the 23s at this point. It got to the point where I was like, I started pre-season with Wolves, and Kenny Jackett, to be fair to him, he was like, clean slate, this and that. Trained the first 3 days of the first team, and then I'm warming up, and 23s were over the other side, warming up. And one of the like sports scientists goes, Dave, and I'm warming up with the first team. Dave, you're over there with the 23s. That's embarrassing, mate. Embarrassing. So I was like, all right, whatever. So you've got to be, do you know what I mean? You've got to be civil at this point. Like, I know how football works. You have to be professional in everything you do. Otherwise, you fuck yourself up, don't you?
Yeah, somewhere get a reputation. Like,
you're rotting the rug reserve somewhere. So yeah, the Barnsley thing didn't work out. So I was twiddling my thumbs a bit, thinking, fucking hell. Then I get a call off my agent saying, Lee Clark wants to meet you. Because Tommy Adeyemi just left, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's a bit like for like, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The way he played and whatever, and I play. So I was like, all right, I'll go meet him. Met him at, is it the Westfield?
Yeah.
By the training ground. Met him there. Met him and Watto. As soon as I walked in there, both of them 2 beers. Beer of a sock. Fucking hell. am I getting into here? And they just said, like, look, we like you. We like what you're about. We think you can add to us. Said, look, the budget isn't big, rare, tear, tear. And I was like, listen, I just want to come play football. For me, this is my home city. And it works perfectly for me. I ain't got to move. This is what you'll get from me. Let's get it done. 2 days later, I'm having a med here. So obviously, like, the rest is history. So probably the best decision I ever made. And luckily, I didn't go and loan to Barnsley.
So it's just a bit different to Barnsley, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes.
From yours to
this is what I mean, yeah. So,
albeit the traffic.
To be fair, though, I've been lucky my whole career, and I, like, I've been local.
Mm. Yeah.
Obviously, Forest Green.
We were saying this earlier. Has that always been like a deliberate thing to try and stay as local as you can?
No. Because
even being a kid, you know, it's not mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what I mean. It's like local. Obviously, now it has to suit, don't it? Do you know what I mean? I'm getting on now.
Mm.
And obviously, at these levels, you're not getting paid mega money, are you?
So, yeah. I just assumed you'd learnt your lesson from Inverness, and you always check the maps before you were.
You'd think that, wouldn't you, mate? Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
What were your first impressions when you come down here? Who was about when you first signed? Who were the heads?
Dan Randolph, playing Donaldson. It was a fairly new squad, weren't it?
Yeah.
Like, there was like 13, 14 new signings, weren't there, that summer? So you had like Ollie Lee, Andrew Shinney, but I played with him at Inverness.
Shinney Astor, yeah.
Good player.
Mm.
Caddy, Gleese. He obviously was a year older than me at Wolves. Granzy. There's no like big characters. Robbo.
Yeah.
And obviously he's a leader of men, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Guy, man, a couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah, Robbo. What a guy, man. What a guy. Like, he's your ultimate trenchman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, gets you going when you need to.
Considering he wasn't our like kind of right, he like turned us around because he used to be like
West Broms. West Brom, of course, we used to be like,
oh, he's a bit like savage, isn't he? And like,
yeah, of course.
A bit like you, maybe. That
if he plays for you, love
you.
Him.
Like, you know, you're going to get the buy-in any from him. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I think with people like him, I came into a group that complimented me, like hard workers, and obviously you had a bit of the flair with like Cots, to be fair. Obviously, top crosses were great. Dimi was coming through, and obviously he was hot. Do you know what I mean? And obviously he was
in the John Sorrelli.
Nah, he was the next season. Oh. So obviously that year we were fucking really good. So you had like Dimi one side, Cots the other side, Shinny and John Terrell and Clates. And you knew what you get from Clates. Like,
yeah.
Like, to be fair, it's mad. I always say this. He should have scored 40 goals in both of them seasons. He'd score hard ones and miss the one-on-ones, which was mad. But he'd still clear 20 goals. But like, he'd make a bad ball a good one. Do you know what I mean? You could put it in the channel and you knew he was getting there. Even if it weren't the right ball, he'd make their defender knock it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, we had a good group there. And I think that it, like I said, it complimented me. And I think obviously once Lee Clark left, because I didn't think we really had a style. We just were people that got chucked together. And then obviously Gary Rowett comes in and changed.
Was he a good manager, Lee Clark, or not?
To be honest, I can't remember that much.
No.
Like, I don't think Lee Clark remember that much either, to be fair.
Well, I only had him for what would it have been? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
6 weeks. Because I signed, I think it was the 14th of August, I think.
Mm.
And obviously he got sacked October.
Yeah.
Obviously we got, you weren't there for the 8-1, was he? Which
no.
Isn't good for my memory, though.
I
saw a clip of it the other day. I think Mark Pugh put it up on somebody's Instagram or something. Like, I was like, fucking, I don't remember that. I remember we got... we went out that Saturday. Mad, isn't it? You shouldn't be going out in Nuvo.
Before or after?
Both. But I never forget, on the Monday, Richard Bill comes in and he's like, I had a phone call on the weekend saying, if the Zulus ever see you boys out after Reggie's all better, you're getting done him. So I was like, I won't be going out after games like that again. But... they're right though, innit? Do you know what I mean? I know we're like young and naive and whatever, and like I was probably in that zone where I'm 23 at the time. So I'm still.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna be on the training ground in the morning. Let's go and have a beer.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm part of that society, like, well, that culture.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not meant as a piss take, but it could be a piss take.
Of course it can, and I get that.
Social media and camera phones and all that.
Yeah.
You drink.
Yeah.
And that was the era I was brought up in, like. Yeah. I remember going to a spa with Wolves and we were getting relegated, but we just went on a piss up because they thought that's what you needed and that was the norm. And you get pissed, do you know what I mean? And that's
what it is. Team building exercise. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when we done Jeff's Horsfields, in West Brom, Bobby Robson took on a secret piss up to USA.
Yeah.
And they escaped and they broke the record for the first team.
So it overworks, so it doesn't, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't.
If it doesn't, it looks absolutely horrific.
You then you come out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it needs sometimes. And everyone's uptight in the change room. A few beers, relax, and then talk to each other.
Off, mate. Do you know what I mean? Jobs are good, in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Playing by the booze.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, what's obviously the 16-17 season, you absolutely cleaned up.
Yeah.
Massive fan favourite from day one, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's say you're all action, combative. What were your, you know what? Let's talk the goals. Let's talk Villa goal, Wolves goal. In that order. So, 1-0 down, Villa,
Talk us through that in great detail, mate.
In great detail. So,
how did you prepare for it? Was you nervous?
You know what? That's the one thing with me about games, yeah? And probably, not the downfall, but like, I'm glad I played for underdog teams, but I would have loved to play for obviously better teams and whatever. But I loved being an underdog. So when we finished them two seasons in 10th, we were battering teams, weren't we? Like Hull, Derby, we'd batter them like 3-0, but would lose to like Barnsley or Burton.
Yeah.
So like even like the Villa game, I knew I was going to play well regardless because I'm going to give my all. And half the team at Villa don't know what it's like to be from Brum. And it helps having my missus uncle, who's a Villa fan, who's been chatting shit for the past like fucking year. Because obviously when they were going down, we had like a little bit, like if we was to finish in the playoffs, he had to wear a blue top. If they got in the Champions League, I think if they stayed in the Premier League, because they were going down, you got to wear a blue top. They ended up going down. But I was like, you know, I'll wear the Villa top, whatever. Just so I can get you in this fucking blue top. So I've got him in it. And the lead up to it, it's like, we've got you. We're going to beat you. We're going to beat you. I was like, no, I don't think you are. Because that's the one thing Gary Rowett was good at. He made you fearless. Like, we would go into games not fearing anyone. Maybe because of the hard work he instilled in us. But the way he set us up, we were a great counter-attacking team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we could grind results out as well when we needed to.
Yeah.
So going into that Villa game, I was never worried. Like, really, we should have won that day as well because Clayton's missed that chance there where he should score.
Yeah.
And he's had the header that goes, I don't know whether it does or not, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, we had the better of the game, didn't we?
We had the better of the game because those Villa boys weren't from Brum, so they don't know what it means to be from Brum and what this derby means. And for me, that's still the biggest derby in the country by a mile. Because obviously footballs are probably a bit softer now, so everyone's friends, aren't they?
Like I said, there's very little actual local footballers in local teams now, isn't there?
Exactly, yeah. So even like your Man City, United City derby, it's not a...
Nah, there's no needle in it.
There's no needle in it, is there? Like, tell me anywhere else in the country where there's needle in it all the time. Mm. Like, even now, we're still talking about each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're not in the same league and haven't been for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going into that game, I didn't think I'd score, but I'd say to him all the time, imagine I scored. So obviously he couldn't get tickets in the away end. So when I'm running over to him. Obviously he was like in them seats up there.
Yeah.
So obviously because that's where we used to get our tickets, innit? So I'm fucking running over to him saying, come on, that's what I'm saying on the video. Come on, let's fucking have some. Do you know what I mean? As I'm running off.
Right.
But then after that, I'm like, fuck this, I'm taking my top off. Ran up to the fans and obviously like flexed on them and whatnot.
Mate, he's looking a bit overweight, aren't you?
Yeah. To be fair, I still see some of them pictures now.
He was saying on the way in, you reckon he'll take his top off?
We need some women followers,
man. Still in good nick now.
Right, and you were gassed as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm already pumped up as it is. But to be fair, even when Guard scored, I thought we would still be sound. But to be fair, I think, because obviously I was playing more centrally, but on the right in the first half, and then obviously Cots comes on and I come in the middle, so I'm probably... Geese is always going to be more your holder, but I'm obviously more your destroyer, landing on things. And I was always good at that, sniffing things out and reading the game, landing on bits. So obviously when it lands there, I take a touch and then hit it. I can see it and I'm like, that's in, you know. That's fucking in. And obviously the rest, it's just like, it's a blur, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that touch as well, though. That touch, you find back this outside. I mean. You sent him for hot dogs that way.
This is what I'm... And it was guards, isn't it?
Mm.
So it's even better.
I remember the noise.
Mate, even now, I still get goosebumps just because... I don't know whether it's the... Obviously, I know we played him in the Carling Cup or the League Cup as it was.
Yeah.
But it's the League Cup, and it, like... Do you know what I mean? And we were still probably... Not a million miles, but it's Gary Rowett's just, like, getting his team together, whatnot, and we probably weren't full strap. They weren't. So there's no, like...
Yeah.
There's no, like, bite to it. Do you know what I mean? So with that, it's just, like, euphoria, mate. Like, still can't describe it now. Like, it's mad. But for me as well, like, watching it now, still get goosebumps from it because, like, you get little flashbacks of little things that happen, and then sounds mad, little fucking flashbacks of Gary Rowett on the Monday saying, listen... Don't ever take your top off in front of my missus and that again. Like, obviously bantering and that. But is that my fucking missus?
Yeah, you're making it feel bad.
So, yeah, that's brilliant. It was jubilation. Unreal. So, and obviously I know they'll always say, oh, you only drew. But we should have beat you that day. Do you know what I mean? So, and obviously you've signed all these players, millions and millions. And then even that season, they weren't great, were they?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
But I felt like... Obviously, especially under the gaffer, we felt untouchable.
What was, who's your favourite gaffer you played under?
Probably Gary Rowett, yeah.
And then
Gary Moore.
What's the, so we'll talk the Wolves goal in a minute, yeah. Then, but while we're on managers, how does that hit then? Because obviously we had the Rooney thing where it was publicised, oh, the worst decision ever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Rowett for Zola at that time. Was absolutely ridiculous, wasn't it, on paper?
Madness, because, like, it hurt the players, like, bad. We just beat Ipswich.
Yeah.
And then we come in the next day, and everyone's like, there's a meeting. And what are you thinking? We're going to watch Ipswich, like, did we really need to watch it? Like, we know, because it weren't a great performance, we just ground it out, do you know what I mean? So we think,
just another day at the office.
Yeah, just another day at the office. And then we hear a bit of commotion and whatnot. And then... Gaffer just walks in and goes, I'm going. And we're like, yeah, good one. He's like, no, I'm going. And we're like, it hits and you're like, fucking hell, we're third. I'm sure we were third. We'd just beat Ipswich and like, we're either third or fourth, one of them.
We were flying.
Because obviously we built it then as well on the 2 10th place finishes under the gaffer. So like, don't get me wrong, we're punching above our weight, but we're flying, so why would you, and we've just been took over, so why would you not give him that window to see what he could do with a bit of a budget? Because you look at the window we did do, and it was a fucking shit show, weren't it?
I think when it Diego Fabbrini, weren't it, for one half
Diego
or something.
Back, and like you say, you should never fall in love with a loan player, innit? Because he bought John Terrell back a couple of years later, and that didn't work either, did it?
Yeah.
And as well, like, what didn't help Diego was John having a storm of the year before. Because you've now got to replicate that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I know we were crying out for like someone like that. I spoke my under Zola, but obviously not before because we were flying. But you're then trying to replicate that same form. And
was he decent? Did you see him trying? Like, yeah, he's a player, man.
Yeah, he's a joke, but he's a fanny, isn't he? So any little knock, and then he was a bit, not big time, but then I remember, yeah. I never forget, he either broke.
You wouldn't mind playing against him. He'd just like give him a bit if you're.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, don't get me wrong. You could take the piss out, yeah.
And yeah. But you'd be like,
you'd fancy yourself as soon as I get near him, because I don't know. He broke his nose, didn't he? We used to wear that face mask, didn't he? Just weren't the same. Like, I remember, like, he wouldn't come in. He wouldn't deal with our doctors. He'd go and fly to Italy or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and obviously we had a stinker that window, didn't we? And I feel sorry for Zola, man, because such a good man and manager, but he had bad backroom stuff, and obviously not many people know that. So we had like, I can't remember his name. You boys got it with him down or anything like that. So we had one assistant that played for Juve. And he was all right, but he didn't say too much. Gabriel Kofi, that was his name.
Yep, the name rings.
So what he would do as well before games is I remember we played Blackburn and he'd get us in, we'd be in the hotel and he'd be like, come to room 112. What the fuck's going on here? So there's me, guards, Gleese, and there's one other. So obviously the midfield boys. He's like, right. I'm not going to do an Italian accent.
I was bracing myself then.
You know what, I'll give it a go. He's like, right, whatever the gaffer said, we're not doing that. We're going to go tight with these geezers and we're going to go here, we're going to do that, and we're like, oh, we've got a game plan that the gaffer set out for us.
That you've been training for?
We've been training for.
Man, he's calling you to a hotel room. You're not.
He's already nuts anyway. The first day you come in, when Zola, they've done that press conference, the next day we're training, whatever, and I think there was a video or whatever. He's showing lads how to defend and that, so he's got them going up and that, this and that. He's like, this is how you defend, going jockeying backwards. Then he fucking slide tackles a mannequin, breaks it. This is how you tackle, breaks a mannequin, and we're like, what the fuck? And I'll never forget it as well. He comes in the canteen and he's gone, Kotru. Then he's gone, who else was it? But a couple of lads, and he's gone, 26. So you didn't know my name? And I've gone, Davis. He's gone, yeah, 26, 26. Outside in 10 minutes. So I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Didn't even know my name. Oh, he's Italian, and I don't know if he's going to know my name.
You're like, okay. Would have been nice
do you over. Exactly, yeah. So from the get-go, it was a shambles. But it sounds mad, innit? Because like, that first game against Brighton, we were fucking good, weren't we? Mm-hmm. Joe, we played some good stuff and we were unlucky, weren't we? Yep. And obviously they're flying at the other end of the table. And then we just kept losing, didn't we? And I remember obviously it was the Fulham. Yeah, it was. And it was funny, it was weird for me because obviously I had 6 months left on my deal and I had Forest, Fulham and QPR interested. So obviously I was like, I love being here and I want to stay here. And then obviously the gaffer Zola was like, listen, I want you to stay here. So obviously after that, and obviously the money jumped up because of like the fucking owner. So I'm like, so I had a couple of conversations with the other teams and it was good, but it was at the same time, it was like, you've got to move. I'm settled here. I'm loved here. Like, especially at that time, I'm having a good season at that point as well. Like, do you break that? Do you know what I mean?
Gaz already gone to Derby then?
Yeah, he'd gone to Derby.
So he wants to, he was all over you,
exactly,
he?
Yeah. Mm. So then I'd obviously had signed a new deal. But then after that, I think we played Forest the day after signing a deal, drew 0-0. And then 5 games later, I'm thinking, what the fuck have I done? Because we're, bearing in mind, when he took over, we're third or fourth. And then we go into the last game of the season. We fucking got a win to stay in the league. How does that happen? It was just like, I felt sorry for him because the way he wanted to play was so good, but the recruitment was so bad and we weren't a team to play out.
Yeah.
And the spotlight, the spotlight was on as well.
Of course it was. Because so like
everyone who'd come had that incentive to be like, oh, Zola's in charge now. Blues, exactly. They've got new owners.
And they tried to do that again with Harry Redknapp. Yeah. They tried that way of going with the managers, didn't they? So like, it just disrupted everything because then you had the foreign boys coming in who were on good dough. Even though I've just signed a new deal, I'm on good dough, whatever. They're on massive money. So then you're creating a divide already because these lads have grafted and nuts off to get them, like the club in the position that we are. We're punching above our weight already as we are. Do you know what I mean? So then you've got this divide and then you sign players like Emilio and Sue.
And Doi.
Chiquita and Doi. Mm-hmm. And then like Emilio and Sue, fucking acid bastard him. Do you know what I mean? Not good for the group.
No.
Just come for a payday. So like when results are not going for you, like how do you get someone like that on the same page as you, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it was a bit of a frustrating one.
Yeah, because I remember seeing Keita's videos before he signed, man. Absolutely unreal. Mm.
To be fair, though, he was good, weren't he? Mm. Like, obviously, the game, he showed glimpses, didn't he?
Yeah.
But we just shipped goals, didn't we?
Yeah, the system
never
worked.
And we weren't fit enough as well. Like, we'd gone from being super fit under the gaffer to then blowing up at 60 minutes and teams are just steamrolling us after 60 minutes.
I remember
minutes.
That in the Burton game.
Yeah, we got steamrolled, didn't
it? Yeah. Because we went for a spell of just losing to Burton every time we played them, didn't we?
Oh, we got battered. Someone said that to me the other day. They were like, oh, I've seen you. You played Burton. And I was like, where was it? He was like, oh, at their ground. I was like, we lost, didn't we? And he was like, yeah, 2-0. I was like, yeah, we never had a good time.
Why was you not as fit then? It just weren't being concentrated on the...
Yeah, we just done possessions all the time.
Right.
And ball retention. He tried to make us into this team that retained the ball and we just... Team, were we? Do you know
what
I mean? It
was runners, grafters,
yeah. We were grafters, mate.
And
do you know what I mean? We knew what we were.
Getting 110 out of you.
Yeah.
But you wanted to run through walls for the gaffer. And...
So then Redknapp comes in on the rescue mission.
Yeah.
We stay up again.
Yeah.
And then not long after again, don't fall in love with a loan player. Don't fall in love with a loan manager. Goes safe with Redknapp. Then Steve Cottrell. So you're on your 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth manager then.
Fifth manager then. Yeah. And I still haven't bit the dust, so I'm doing something right, ain't I?
Yeah.
So what was it like then trying to working under Steve? And I know at the time he got a lot of bad press. Towards the end, things went a little bit wrong.
He was a great assistant under Harry. Great assistant because he was so good at playing mind games with people. In terms of like, I remember I was doing a possession and it weren't great. No, a small-sided game, it weren't great. He's like, it's four that. But you can't make it a seven. Lads, all right then. Make it a seven. He's like, six. Maybe you can make it an eight. And the lads bought into that, do you know what I mean? And then like, we're all having banter with him, shouting, green army, do you know what I mean? Because he's from that way and whatnot. And we're all just having him off and whatever. And obviously has a bit of banter back with us. But then when he becomes manager, you can't have that because he's the gaffer, do you know what I mean? So like, and then he becomes like this bit of a control freak. And like, it's kind of his way or no way. And it was tough under him. And obviously under Harry Redknapp, like, it was weird as well because he was hardly there. Mm. So like, he signs all these people and like, it's mad as well because like on deadline day, we sign all them people. Oh, I'm supposed to go Derby on that day as well. So like Alex Song was supposed to sign.
Yeah.
Fouls his medical. And obviously I'm already set up to go to Derby. It's done. And then Harry Redknapp rings me saying, all right, Digger, you're going to be a fucking big player for us. Don't worry. Don't listen to what people have said. You're going to be a big player. You're going to start every game, this and that. And I was like, well, I want a new deal then. Because you're signing all these geezers on whatever, X, Y, Z. He's like, yeah, don't worry. Because obviously I'm fuming anyway. Because I'm sitting there literally waiting for the phone call to say, drive up to Derby. Get yourself there. Because obviously Gaz is there and I know what I'm getting from him.
Yeah.
And he was flying. He done well with him, didn't he? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I know what I'm getting from him.
He had a point to prove that, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, of course he did. Exactly, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because like, he should never have got sacked here. They treated him wrong and he treated him like a dickhead. Mm. So yeah, then I ended up staying, signed another new deal in the January. And then forget it, Steve Cotchell was like, I've looked after you there. And I was fucking, I've already agreed it, mate. What you want about? You've looked after me, you fucking idiot. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I signed an extra year there.
I found him quite amusing.
He was funny, man.
Do you know, when results are constantly going.
You lot need to hear, there's a voice, there was like his prank call thing in it. So you got the voice notes and whatever. So there's this prank thing where he's like, hello, are you stealing my Wi-Fi? And the gaffer's having a call with a, like an automated thing in it. Are you stealing my Wi-Fi? He's like, who the fuck's this? You've been stealing my Wi-Fi, haven't you? He's like, who the fuck is this? He's like, mate, if you keep stealing my Wi-Fi, where'd you live? I'm going to come down there and fuck you up. And we've got this voice note, mate. And honestly, we just keep playing it and playing it. And then like what lads will do is, like say someone loses a rondo and whatnot, you've got to say like, I don't know, random things like green army without him hearing it. But you've got to say it loud enough for the lads to hear it. So we're all then saying like, where's my Wi-Fi? Green army. So like, obviously, so he can't hear yet. And like the one day, mate, he's fucking heard us. He's just fucking gone nuts, mate. But that was another thing as well. Like he loses it at that. And obviously we're in an environment where like, we're not taking the piss, but like, I'm not saying there's no respect or whatever, but like, there's just, do you know what I mean? It's that.
Is it hard to have a number two become a number one and then?
Yeah, massively.
It's the same that's player, the gaffer. Manager, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the same as your mate 1 second and then next yeah, thing he's trying to take. Yeah, it's
the same with as well. Like when Mick McCarthy got sacked, Terry Connor comes in. Obviously, he gives him a debut, but like the lads know him as TC.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best coaches I've ever worked for. Unbelievable. He's the type of manager, coach or manager or whatever. Unbelievable for young lads because he grounds you. Makes you do all the little things. I remember he used to take like Matt Jarvis. And obviously Jarvis was a good player, but he made him tenfold because what he'd do every morning was take him out for crossing and work on his little bits and bobs. But we'd be like the guinea pigs and the mannequins doing like being the defenders or playing the balls out to him or going 1v1 with him. But TC would do that because he knew that would make us better players because we're coming up against first team lads. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So you make scenarios real. You know, you could do training drills where like, you pass it into someone, then you turn, you've got no opposition. He made drills real because you're going to face that on a match day, ain't you? But going back to the point of having an assistant go to manager, it's hard, of course it is, because you go from having a different relationship to having, you're the gaffer. You can't have that. Do you know what I mean? The respect goes.
Because you can have the banter and the crack and you're his friend, I mean? And then all of a sudden they're not your friend, call me Mr. rather than
And then they're making decisions that makes you unhappy, and then you've got to go to them, why not playing this and that, and they've got to figure some bullshit excuse, and
yeah,
you're a bit like, and we're in a culture where bullshit is more than the truth. Like, obviously, end of the day, we're all men.
Yeah.
If I'm not playing, tell me why. Yeah. Don't say, like, oh, you're not playing because of this, and you're going to get back into, I'm going to play you in two games time, and two games comes and you're not playing. Like, just be real, innit? Do you know what I mean? Just be straight up. We're like, we're all men, innit? But we're in a soft society now, and where you can't say boo to fucking who, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just somewhat on that slightly, I was telling you about the Ray Parler story the other week.
Yeah.
When they was playing with Safecake, and he become manager, didn't he? He was player manager, become manager.
Middlesbrough,
yeah. What was it?
I guess that, yeah.
And he went to meet and said, oh, so all you lads can call me, so I know you know me as like Gaz or whatever, you can call me Gaffer or Boss or whatever, and Parler shout from back, what about Big Nose? He said,
that was it, he was done after that. You've done it, yeah? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because someone's just had you off straight there.
In front of everyone. He said, I was soon sent out. I was done.
It's mad though, because like, I've got this gaffer at the minute, like Adam Murray, we spoke about.
Yeah.
Where like, he's got, everyone respects him massively, but he's like me. Like, he just wants banter all the time. But when it comes to the detail, he's a geek and like, he's locked in.
Yeah.
But he's got this fine balance of like, crap with the lads, serious. Do you know what I mean? But he's got it down to a T, but
like the Frank Lampard face, you can have the joke, but
kind of, but like I fall into this bubble where like I think he's my mate, and I don't think he's my mate. I don't mean to say like it's like I feel like I'm with one of my mates having a bit of crack and banter and that, and then like I have to be careful of what line I cross because he's my gaffer and I'm an older head, and if the young lads see me taking the piss, do you know what I mean?
It might be seen. Oh well, yeah, we'll all start.
Do you know what I mean? But like for me, he's cracked that divide, do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
long may it continue that he does it the higher he goes up, because I've got no doubt that he will. But yeah, having someone like that, it's good, but it's also, but then again, he ain't come from being my assistant manager, has he?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So what about,
so then,
so what, how do things change then when Monk came in?
It goes sideways. The press conferences get more and more ridiculous. Yeah. Then Steve Cottrell leaves. Then Gary Monk.
He strips it back like Gary Rowe did. Just stripped it back. I remember I was injured. So I got bone bruising against the Villa in my knee. So I was out for like 4 or 5 weeks. And I was just coming back, and we played Middlesbrough, didn't we? And we had this meeting before. And it sounds mad, but it was on a TV. But his ideas were just clear. And you know, because even then though, I know we'd signed all them players, but you still had like Harley, Max, Colin, who played in the champ. These players that have played, so they know what the league's about. They just need, it just needed the right person. Shay, you had Juki, you had me, Keith, like you had good players. So
it's a great nucleus of a team now.
Do you know what I mean? So then like he puts this tactics thing on the board and it just clicks and it's like back to basics. And you're all like, and then you know you're staying up. Sounds mad, but you know, innit? You're like, this geezer knows what he's on about.
Playing to our strengths.
Do you know what I mean? But then also, he has the buy-in of, he's a family man. Like, I never forget it. Like, and this is the type of person he was. Like, he was class. Like, we'd, the end of season, after we beat Fulham, he wrote us all a letter individually saying, I think some people got that, oh, listen, I appreciate it, but you're not for me, whatever. But we all got one saying like how we specifically could enhance what he wanted to build and how he wanted us to be a part of it. I want to get to know your families. I want to get to know you as a person. I already like what I see, but it was like categorized and like obviously personalized to us. And I just thought that was class. Just before you're leaving for the summer break, come back refreshed and we're going for it. And then obviously the club signed Christian Pedersen and fuck it all up. Do you know what I mean? And then we get the points deduction and then what could have been and the boys did well, if you think about it. The only downfall of that season was, obviously I got injured in that summer, which was a wounder for me because I was so excited to come back in. Like, you were excited to be a part of it, do you know what I mean? And then we get, in that November as well, we know that we're going to get a points deduction. Obviously, it's swirling around, but we already know we're getting one. We just don't know how big. So So obviously lads in and around the playoffs, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? The flying. I'm in the background doing my rehab. He's made it unbelievable for the boys that are injured, feeling involved. Do you know what I mean? Texting me, calling me.
Still involved.
Still involved, like involving us with the group, like calling me, like when I'm at home, like, how you doing? How's your mental state? This and that. And for me, like, it's unbelievable. You're making me still feel like I'm involved, even though, like, of course I'm a big character within the group, but you're still not part of the match day squad and you're not getting that winning feeling. You're not contributing. You're not, I'm not out on the grass. I'm not watching training. I'm fucking stuck in the gym. And do you know what I mean? Whereas he made it an unbelievable atmosphere. So like, even when we know we've got the points deduction, of course we're then sucked into a relegation battle. But even when I come back, I know we're going to stay up. And obviously we stay up with a couple of games to go, but which didn't need to be. We should have been at the other end. But that points deduction kills the team mentally, and you can see it like going into like the January and the February and whatnot. Do you know what I mean?
Kicking the balls with it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But manager wise, he's not far behind Gary Rett. Unbelievable.
What about his number two, Pat?
He was good at the time, but obviously then he snakes him in the summer. And obviously I know it comes down to what everyone says about Jude and the agent stuff. But at the same time, you're there as a group, ain't you? Do you know what I mean? And like, we had conversations that he'd already spoke with the club and said, oh yeah, I'll be manager. But that was his Cody. That was his boy, innit? He took him from Leeds and I'm not sure if they were together at Swansea and whatnot, but I have to double check that. But I know they were at Leeds together and like, they were together, innit? Do you know what I mean? And like, it just felt like a bit of a snaky move, innit, for us. And he was just like, it was a bit of a kick in the teeth as well that summer, because like, you're gearing up for another good season and you know you are, because like, I'm now fully fit and I'm like, fucking, I didn't want the season to finish, because obviously I'd come back in the February, even though, to be fair, I got told my season was done. I told a bit, I have told them, so I was like, fuck that ain't happening. I want to be part of this. And the season was finishing just too soon for me. Like, I'd got back in the February and I'd just started, my ankle's feeling a little bit better. I'm getting back in speed in the summer comes, and then he leaves and you're like, bit of a kick in the teeth, do you know what I mean?
Have you been quite saying that's when you were kind of like, probably done here?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it's like, it was just a bit frustrating. And then
another number two is becoming a number one as well.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And then like, I'm thinking, fuck me, I'm on to our fucking, what's that, seventh? Seventh, nearly eighth.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, we're on seventh.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then...
Did you have a bit of a bust up with him as well?
Yeah, so he was a bit of a cunt to the young lads. And I didn't like that. I've always been protective over young lads. Just because as well, me coming through as well, we'd get battered by the fucking older lads. Like, battered. And sometimes it'd fucking hurt your confidence. So in my head, I was like, I need to instill some, like, the right attitude in people, but I don't want to be a cunt. I never want to be that person where diggers a cunt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want people to be like, do you know what I mean? I want people to be like, fucking, I can learn a lot from him.
Yeah.
I can look up to him. If I've got a problem, they can come to me, even though I'm on a fucking banter thing or whatever all the time, whatever.
Yeah.
They can come to me. And you don't realise it until you leave, but the amount of respect I had from the young ones, my peers and whatnot, when I do leave, it's like, it's massive. So like, he would just belittle them if they couldn't do something in training. And I remember we were doing this drill and there was a young keeper called Moat and he was a bit of a fucking space cadet anyway. And Pep just has a go at him.
See the one that put on the bus around the...
Drew Teef. Was it from Real Madrid? The two young
lads? I think he might have been, the Real Madrid keeper.
The club put him on the bus around Drew Teef and that was the marketing for him.
Yeah. Pep's fucking just had a go at him for no reason. I was like, fucking leave him alone, man. He's a fucking kid. And then he comes back at me, I go back at him. And then he sends me in from training. And I'm thinking, oh, fucking, here we go. So I was like, all right, whatever. So then, obviously, I'm heated and whatnot. And we're just not speaking to you. This is on the Tuesday. And it gets to the Friday. And we're doing shape.
Plan on the Saturday.
I think I'm involved. Because bearing in mind before this, I was in and out, weren't I? Because I had my kid. I had my son, my first son, before the derby game, and I had him on the Friday at 2 in the morning. So obviously he was delivered at 7. So I've had no fucking sleep and whatnot. So they're like, have the day off and spend some time with your family, miss the derby game. So I was like, all right, whatever. Obviously, I can't remember the result, but I think they've done well. So then come the Wigan game on the Tuesday or Wednesday, obviously I'm not starting, which is fair enough. I've missed the game in it. Do you know what I mean?
They've done well, yeah.
So I've not got back in, and I'm in and out. We're not doing that good. And then I remember we played Luton, and I fucking had a good game. And I remember the admin lads put me on Instagram saying, how good was this? He's just like, rah. But then I came back and I was like, I'm flying here. I'm doing well. So in the midst of all of that, I'm supposed to go Millwall with Gaz again. And then Dong's like, we want you to pay all the wages, and we want, weren't loyalty bonus. It was like, they wanted appearance fees, something along them lines.
Yeah.
So I think in the end, Dong's taking the piss. He's like, nah, we want this. So I'm like, please, to my agent, just get it done, please. And obviously in the background of all this, Millwall were like, well, it's touch and go this, so we might get someone else. I'm like, fuck it. So then like, we're going to do it. So I'm waiting for a text now to say, mate, you are down to London, this and that. Doesn't come. And I'm like to my agent, what's happening here? Like, am I going or not? Like, do you know what I mean? I end up going Leicester with my missus to get a fucking teeth done or whatever. So I'm thinking, if I ain't get stuck in Leicester, it's a fucking trek here to London. Do you know what I mean? And they end up signing Ryan Woods. Obviously, the phone just goes blank and I see Ryan Woods sign. So my head's gone as it is. And then I remember we play Blackburn in the cup, don't we? Play well again. And Dong rings me saying, listen, you're not going to be involved all the time, but you can have a new deal if you want. And I'm like, a new deal? Hindsight, I should have fucking signed that deal.
You never signed it?
Never signed it, because that would have took me till 2023. So I was like, no, I want to play. I want to go. Because at this point, I feel like they're taking the piss out of me anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm involved, I'm not involved.
Yeah.
And I'm playing well when I'm playing. So you either want me or you don't. So like, Dong's like, no. And then like, obviously that thing happens with Pep. So it comes to the Friday. We're in shape and that. I'm not in it, whatever. So I'm going to be on the bench, whatever. And every time when you come in, they put a sheet up on the dressing room. I'm not in the squad. So I'm thinking, what the fuck's going on here? So I've gone to see him, knocked on his door. And I've gone, why not in the squad? He's like, on Tuesday, you done me. Now I've done you. It's 1-1. I said, 1-1? Are we playing a fucking game here? And then, do you know what I mean? Like, are we trying to outscore each other? Like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, it's like a fucking circus. So then he gets cut short, the meeting, to be fair, because we have a meeting with, one of the main heads twice. But this was a different one. And we have a meeting in like the fucking analyst room. And Dong's speaking. This geezer's speaking, sorry. And it's almost like watching, you know when you watch a Chinese dub and the geezer's mouth's moving, but then the words are coming after.
Yeah.
This geezer's saying something and then Dong's saying something, what he's saying. But I know for a fact, yeah, Dong is not saying what this geezer said. For a fact, because he's killing us basically, because we're not doing that well. He's killing us.
Dong is.
No,
the geezer in Chinese. Yeah.
He tried to style it with you're not doing too well. But I know he's punting us off, mate, in Chinese or whatever he is. So like, that's papered over cracks. But then that day, I'm sure, was deadline day. So I get a call about, I'm going to say about 3 o'clock. Charlton are interested in you to go on loan. Speak to my missus. And obviously we've got a newborn, 6 months. I'm like, can it work? So obviously I've never been away before. And obviously it's a lot on my missus to have a newborn. I know we've got family around and whatnot, but your missus thinks that you go to football, have a jolly up, and then you're going from work to work, even though when you've got a kid. So for me, it was like, do we go? I'm obviously like, yeah, we can make it work. So I'm like, fuck it, we'll do it. So then Lee Bowie called me I got a call to go to the training ground. And I saw, that's funny, Blues are supposed to sign Bright, is it Enakbara or something like that? We were supposed to sign him, weren't we?
Yeah.
So he's on the way there and I'm he's coming to sign, I'm coming to leave. So obviously he ends up Don getting done, does he? So I'm there with Dong. Dong's like, it was weird, you know, because obviously I'm going to leave and that is like, and he's just talking to me about like the game tomorrow and it was just weird, you know what I mean? So I've ended up going to Charlton. Spoke to Lee Bowyer about 10 o'clock once it's done. And then go and watch him the next day. And then obviously end up going to sign for Charlton on loan. And then COVID happens, innit? Like, it's mad. So it's just a whirlwind.
Absolute rollercoaster.
It's just a shit.
So technically, you're 8th Blues manager?
Yeah, 8th Blues manager, but...
just not managing Blues?
The first 2 years at Blues, unbelievable. And then it's just a shit show after that. Like, so many shit shows, like, stories.
We're only just stabilising now.
This is what I mean.
Two, 3 years.
Like, even that, obviously I weren't here, but that Paul Richardson, when he was supposed to take over.
And Lopez and...
do you know what I mean?
Chung and all
just,
that.
Just shit after shit after shit. And then, like, obviously you got... Dong, who thinks he's playing Football Manager. Like, there was one...
yeah, you got him offering fans out on the car park and that.
Like, we were supposed to sign this striker, and he's like, no, we're not going to sign him because Shea's faster on FIFA Ultimate Team. Like, this is what we're dealing with. Do you know what I mean, mate? It's fucking... it's mental, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Carnage, mate.
So, just to swing back then. So, the 2016-17 season, absolute clean-up. Players, player.
Yep.
Supporters, player.
Yep.
Moment of the year, the Villa goal. So just the Wolves goal, we've got to touch on that.
Yeah.
Obviously coming from Wolves. Did you come off the bench in that Wolves game?
No, I started.
You started?
I started. Me and Keith played like more like 2/8/9s.
Mm.
Kind of like, or 10s.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, like bombing for your Tesh sitting.
Yeah.
Me and him just break, crash in the box. And obviously he ends up scoring. And I end up scoring. It was like a Zola masterclass because like before the game, he's gone to us as well. This is what I want you two to do now. And after that game, I'm thinking, you should just fucking do that every game then, innit? Do you know what I mean? Just crash the box.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was...
so Dale said to me, what was your shouting save stand? Said to ask you, but I don't know if you spoke off camera.
I can't really remember, but I remember afterwards, obviously when I'm running to the Blues fans, I'm like, fucking, I'm that guy, do you know what I mean? Because obviously, like I say with Wolves fans, like, I'd left, but not on my own accord. So it's not like I've just hopped to a rival. Like, shit's happened, do you know what I mean? And I've just ended up signing for Birmingham. So, obviously, when I go back there and I get booed, it's a bit like, well, it's a bit shit that, innit? Like, I've come through your academy, I'm one of, supposed to be one of your own. It's not my fault that I've left, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, obviously, before that, I'd play there twice before. Got a couple of man of the matches there, so... fuck off with that one.
Yeah. So it's the whole kind of frustration.
Yeah, and frustration.
Just the whole exuberation of scoring.
Like, why are you booing me? So it's that built up, like, and then obviously just to go like that in front of the South Bank, it's just like, just shut up in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can boo me all you want, but that day we had the last laugh. Do you know what I mean? So people always ask me what's my favourite goal, that or the Wolves one, and I'm still tied because of the different meanings.
Yeah.
Of both of them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's hard to pick one of them. But even that season, to be fair, I just felt, regardless of anything that was going on with the gaffers, and I felt personally in a flow state, like I was very confident and assured. It sounds mad. At the start of that September, I knew I was going to be on, like my contract was coming to an end. So I'm never forget me and my agent sitting at the Man on the Moon. We had like a meeting there, and him like.
He used to be my local,
though. I know, yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's like to me, he's like, you could get injured. You could moot. I could try and get you a new deal now. Or you smash the next 4 to 6 months and back yourself. And I was like, well, I'll fucking back myself. Like, I'll prove to everyone why I should be here and be one of the mainstays at this club for many more years. And I felt like I did that in that season. Do you know what I mean?
And even with the injuries as well, you had some bad luck with the injuries, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. I don't know, people always say this or whatever, downfall, but like, you're never quite the same explosive, and especially the way I was and the way I play.
I was saying to him before, when you came back, and you could see that you were still giving it all,
but
it just seemed like you were just missing that extra 1%.
I've come back like 5 kg heavier up here as well.
Yeah.
Because like, obviously, you've got a lot of time when you're injured. So I'm doing my legs, I'm battering it. And obviously, when you've had an injury like that, because obviously I had full rupture of my left side ankle, of my ligaments on that side, repair of the other. So I've got like an artificial one on the inside, plate up the side, and I'd done my syndesmosis, which is like your where your dorsiflexion is, and I broke my fibula, to which the back bit. So I'd done like my foot was facing the other way. So obviously it's a bad injury, and the way I play, it's explosive and it's up and at people, and it's like, right, say if the ball goes
Bosch
there,
challenge,
and
that's challenge, what I mean. Bosch
yeah,
challenge,
go
yeah.
Literally going from side to side, but quickly. So when I come back, and I'm obviously heavy up here anyway, and when I come back in my head, I'm thinking, well, I'm stronger. I'll be fine. I'll be flying. And that's the thing. You always see this niche quote: "I'll be back strong, and I'll be back fitter, and I'll be back." But you're never the same for 6 months, because your body's constantly, your mind's telling you to do something what you could before, but your body's not adapted to it yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It takes time, and like the preparation before a game, and like, I don't know, one loose pass and you turn your ankle out a bit. And
Can you feel that as well? Can you feel the mechanics of what you've had done with the running?
100%, especially the way I am, because I'm already heavy footed. I've got the fucking widest feet in the world. I'm heavy footed. That's why I wear studs all the time. Do you know what I mean? I've never been a mold, because I take that much of the ground up, because I'm a planter. All my power comes from my legs and my glutes. Do you know what I mean? So you're just not quite the same. And I only felt probably as good probably just before that January, when I come back into the team at Blues under Pep.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking out of here. Or that summer before I come out for my little man. Like, we play the first game of the season, then we play Bristol City here at home, where we fucking batter them.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it's probably one of my better games, especially on the ball. Felt fucking very good. We played Forest, we lost, but then, like, I remember Pep coming in the next day. We're having video, and even though we lost like 4-0, he's like, look at like the way Digger's come back. He's adding value to how he's doing. So, like, in my head, I'm thinking, fucking hell, I'm flying here. Like, I've come back and had a good preseason, and then it just isn't the same. And then I go Charlton. It's not great there. Like, it doesn't start well. I'm constantly back and forth and whatnot. And obviously my miss is coming down and whatnot. And then
it's a long way. It's a long way.
Long way. And then obviously I shoot myself in the foot by not going back to Charlton as well. Do you know what I mean? So
what was that?
So obviously, like, with the COVID stuff, I got a newborn. You see all this shit that's coming on. And I know we had all the meetings and that, and the doctor saying fucking this and that. But where I lived was an apartment block. So I'm thinking, if I'm going to be on lockdown, my missus and kid are going to be with me in an apartment, it's not right. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm going to be constantly crossing with people. If I get COVID, people are dying left, right, and center. So, like, in my head, I was like, well, I'm not coming back until I know it's safe for me and my family. So they're like, well, you're refusing to come back. I'm not refusing. But bearing in mind before this, I've spoke to people at Charlton, and they're like, yeah, listen, we totally get it. We totally get it. But we're going to have to throw you under the bus in public. And I'm like, I get that. Do you get what I'm saying? But, like, it's not for footballing reasons.
Yeah.
But when I look back now, and I look back with my hindsight, a massive thing, innit? That was a detriment to me, because I had a duty to go back and play, and because it was in a relegation fight, to go and fight for them. But also, the next season after that, obviously when we come back in, we start the season in August, don't we? And obviously, Karanka's like, you're not for me, so I'm not. All right, fair play.
Is that as simple as it was?
Yeah, yeah. You come back and he's like, you're not for me, ain't it?
Ninth manager.
Yeah, ninth manager. So 9 and 8, ain't it? Like a cat. Do you know what I mean? So I've done well, and I to survive that long.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's mad. But then my agent's on the phone to managers, and they're like, well, why didn't Digger go back to Charlton? And obviously, he's explained to them, and they're like, well, is he going to bail on us when shit gets tough?
Yes.
And then you get that's harsh. It is, of course it's harsh.
The world is in a
Of course it is, but I get the way, I know the way football works.
Yeah.
As soon as someone sees that you're not all in, your character gets questioned, doesn't it? Of course it does. So then, like, I'm scrambling to get, like, a club, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And then I have to sit the next fucking 4 months training with the first team, doing well, and obviously we're not doing, like, Blues are not doing well, so really I should have played at some points. And obviously Keith got told he could go as well, but then he ends up getting back in, and it was almost like, it sounds mad this, but do you remember when I scored against Middlesbrough and Karanka was the manager?
Yeah.
We were going out to training one of the days, and one of the sports spines, he's called Nelson or whatever, brings up the goal, and Krenkel's like laughing about it, saying, "Oh, you're the reason why we didn't fucking go up automatically." And I went to him, "Why is that the way that I'm not fucking playing?" Like, in a passing comment, but all serious about it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I know it sounds petty, but probably weren't the reason. But I was a bit like,
"What? I should give us a go."
And the thing is, as well, like, at that point, the team needed someone like me.
I was going to say, so for 4 months, you were training with the first team.
Yeah.
In that spot.
Grab the bar.
You know what I mean? But like, I just needed that opportunity to get in.
Mm.
So then obviously the January comes and they're like, "We want to pay you up." So I'm like, "Well, I'm not leaving unless, because I've got 6 months left." Like, they're like, "Well, we'll pay 80%. I was like, "All right, I just want to go and play football at this point." Do you know what I mean? So like, there was me, Dan Crayley, Josh McEachran. It was a good bomb squad.
What midfield that is, man.
Funny as well. Funny. We had a good little 2-3 months, because it got to the point as well where they'd make us train on our own, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And like, after a week, I was like, "I can't do this no more." Do you know, some people just sit on the money and whatever. Like, I don't care how much money you earn, you can't train all week to not play on a Saturday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the same. Do you know what I mean? That's not what we do, is it? So it was a weird time, really. And obviously I was gutted. I knew it was coming to an end. But in hindsight, a lot of people said, "Should have stayed till Bowie come." But Bowie was Charlton manager.
Yeah.
So he probably would have bombed me off anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of them, isn't it?
Wife. Wisers. I think we'll go to like, to just wrap it up.
Yeah. Hit those quick fire questions. Those quick fire questions. Best player you have played with?
It's easy to say Jude, isn't it? Hands down, Jude.
Yeah.
Because some of the things he was doing at 16 was outrageous. Grabbing games in the Championship by the scruff of the neck.
When he's coming through, you're like, "Oh, I better put a little one on this upstart, let him know what it's like." Nah.
Because, like, I know how good he is, but also, with the young ones, all you want to do is make sure that they're willing to learn and doing the right thing with respect. And the thing about him is, people say, don't mistake confidence and arrogance. And obviously, he's on that level where people could think he's arrogant and still do that.
Oh, you look at reports, the pipe.
The thing is, you have to be self-assured now, don't you? Like, these players now are self-assured, but he knows what he wants and he knows how good he is. So why wouldn't you be that confident? It's just the era that we're in, and English media love to bring you down.
Oh, yeah.
But humble is an understatement. We used to banter him. Like, I remember, I think he come off at Leeds. And he'd already had the rumours, and we were like, just added 10 mil there. And he's just laughing. Do you know what I mean? But he knows he's right. It's right. But not big time whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? Just a normal kid, and just loved playing for Blues. So like, when, and to be fair, I ain't going to lie, when they retired his number, I was thinking, what the fuck? Like, it's a Blues thing to do, innit?
Yeah.
But they were right.
Mm.
I knew he would get to where he's got to, just not as quick.
Yeah.
Like, but then again, I'm a surprise, because like, you think about it, he starts the pre-season as a good player. Obviously, you can see the talent there. But he becomes something that usually takes someone 4 years in 10 months.
Yeah.
Like, the only way I describe him at football is like, you know, you've got like a genius, Einstein. You show someone something and they execute it. That's him. Like, if you show him, like, I don't know, some whatever, they just get it like that. He's like that with football. Show him something, he gets it. He executes it. And his mental state is just,
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But if it's not going to be him, it'd be either Stephen Fletcher, because at Wolves at that point, he was a joke, or Nenad Milias. He was the most random signing ever. Because, like, he was signed the first year we went up to the Prem, and he just weren't a Mick McCarthy player, but made unbelievable, like, no stress, everything he did was perfect, like, and obviously, like, he would never have, like, fucking the smoke with someone, or, you know what I mean, like, but technically, wizard, man.
Best player you played against?
I fucking got a few, haven't I? Paul Scholes, Yaya Toure,
Nice. I'm going to do it already. That's welcome.
Stop there if you want.
David Silver. Nah, to be fair, you know who needs a shout out? Gareth Barry. Played against him, yeah. You know, obviously, I know he's had an unbelievable career and whatnot, but playing against that Man City team, it had Toure, Milner, Barry. Obviously, you had those stars there, but Barry did everything right. Everything was right. Every touch was right. You think you get into him, nah, shielding the ball. Everything was crisp. One and two touch, nothing more. Like, unbelievable. But, like, he's not easy on the eye, is he?
Yeah.
Good player. Had a great career, but he's not easy on the eye, is he? Do you know what I mean? Look, so, like...
Yeah, like, again, Carrick's kind of in the same thing.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Behind the scenes. But allowing people
obviously,
to
when I played in the Prem, I played against good teams. Like, I was lucky to play against, like, United, Arsenal, City, even, like, your Blackburns and Bolts, they were good teams. But playing against those and, like, playing against Scholes and Toure, and I managed to obviously get a couple of shirts and that, but playing against them made me realise how miles off it I was. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I was good enough and was good, but they were levels.
Yeah, you're talking
mate.
an elite level of
levels, mate.
Few, aren't you?
Yeah, levels, mate.
Yeah, David Silver.
Yeah. I'm glad Gareth Barry's just signed against us for an over 45s team. That's made me feel a bit better. Yeah, brilliant. It's the root rings home, mate.
Yeah.
Was there a particular tough opponent or someone that you liked to get into mutually?
Did you want to smash anyone particularly?
Well, I was trying to put it more eloquently than that.
We're friends here.
So you'd see on the opposition team sheet,
everyone was an enemy for me. Because, like...
You're the kind of player we loved as fans.
Of course. Cause like you say, I'm all action, I'll leave one on you. Like, I'm not asked about you. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can say anything to me, I'm not asked because I've got a bit of banter for you. Like, you can never cash me off or you can never do anything like big time because I've just got... I'm great off the dome. Do you know what I mean? So I've got something for you regardless, mate. Do you know what I mean? The only thing you might be able to say is your touch is baggy or something. Do you know what I mean? Or something like that. But even then, mate, I'm still reversing it on you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're saying, like, the kind of guy will take that as fuel.
Yeah,
and be fuel. Like, yeah.
And I'm
going to
do you, mate.
And then come back to it later and be like, what about that? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Was there anyone in that Villa game that was giving you needle? You got to...
I remember the other one, Alan Hutton, mate. Well, he's a fucking wally, mate, isn't he?
Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean? I know you scored that good goal, mate, but you're still a fucking wally, aren't you?
Yeah. Turned into prime Cafu that day, and that's where we had to be just waiting. Rob, we've got to go and get the train. Enough, man. Let's go.
Yeah, right. See you later. Yeah.
Was a unexpectedly good teammate? Was there anyone that you played with that you didn't particularly have a hard opinion of, and then you're like, wow, you know?
I want to say Keith, you know. Do you know why? Because I'll never forget it yet. Obviously, he signed and he signed in my position. And I'm like...
And then went to Millwall.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And he comes in and obviously he's ducked on thinking he's going to be a little technician and that. First day in training, lays one on me.
Yeah.
Smashes me. And I'm like, fucking hell. I've got one on my hands here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But...
Did we just become best friends?
Do you know what I mean? But obviously he's similar to me. So if anything, you're never going to think that both of us are going to play. It's going to be one or the other because, like, do you know what I mean? But I think that we destroyed that much together that we just complimented each other, and I love playing with him because I knew, like, in my eyes, he weren't Dutch, he was English. Do you know what I mean? Like, John Terrell was similar. Like, they could do the English sides of the game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But add that little bit when they needed to.
Mm.
So, like, I probably want to say him for that one because, like, I'm expecting a technician and I'm expecting, like, someone that's just going to be, like, do you know what I mean, keep the game ticking and that. But he just ended up becoming my fucking...
Well, you made it a headache
partner.
Then, didn't you? You made it a headache that you had to start you pair there and work kind of around
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, you know,
like, you look at the Fulham game, last game of the season, you know that you've got to put me and him together because you just disrupt them. You let everyone else go and do what they do. You let me and him get all over Kearney, get all over McDonald. Let us just do what we've got to do and we'll just smash
you. I don't want to know anything.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think... Blues fans loved us both because we fucking just left it all out there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
And is that the best goal you've ever saw? His screamer from 45 yards.
Mate, he scored some bangers that year, mate. He scored some absolute...
You're on about that. On the
floated in.
Oh, you mean the one that tripled in here?
In slow motion.
The Derby one?
Oh, the Derby
one. Derby one was fucking massive.
Yeah, 45 yarder.
Yeah, 45 yarder. Fucking, I wish I had a few of them.
To be fair, though, what was your favourite goal? Well, I know you... As far as... What it means, the Villa goal, the Wolves goal, but you scored some good goals.
I think I like the Norwich one because it's a header. So it was like, and as well at that point, that was the start of that season.
Beautiful,
yeah, the opposite, little Alan Shearer, mate. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But obviously at that point of the season, I'd scored there. I'd scored Wigan. So like, and that was the season that I said I'd back myself. Do you know what I mean? So like, I was very confident in everything that I was doing. Either that or I like the Middlesbrough goal as well. Even more so because he bombed me off there. But it was a good strike. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the Ipswich double.
Yeah.
One more of fucking other Alan Shearer. Do you know what I mean?
And that's what I mean. I think it's spoken down. That side of your game. It's like the box crashing.
Yeah, yeah.
The arriving light and that. You had the energy, didn't you?
It's mad as well. Because that Middlesbrough game, I should have had two. Because there's a ball that comes in from Caddy, puts a beautiful ball in. And I think it's Diego, where it's coming right on my head, and Diego comes in front of me and fucking misses, and he's coming right on my head. I'm
thinking, that mullet in your eyes.
Yeah, you know what I mean, mate? But he's an unsung hero as well, Caddy. Fucking what a player he was, mate.
Trying to get him on, he's elusive, mate.
Yeah, because he was
Gaffer though, wasn't he, there?
Yeah.
That's hard,
isn't he's not, I don't think that.
He's Kingsley. He's gone back. Played against him on Saturday.
Oh,
you played against him?
Yeah, he was a Gaffer, yeah.
Yeah.
What a guy, mate.
What a guy, yeah.
Can you still rib him, or is now he's a gaffer? Have you got to call him Mr. Caddison?
He's a bit more reserved now, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? But obviously, he was a bit of a fucking joker in the training ground, didn't he?
So finally, then, just to wrap up, is there a message you'd like to give to the Blues fans that loved you so much?
Yeah, definitely.
Less the Wolves fans, Blues fans.
Yeah, definitely Blues fans. Like for me, yeah, and it sounds mad. This since I've left, yeah, I didn't realise how much love they had for me. If you know what I mean, while obviously once you're in the bubble, you're in it. And of course you are, you're like, oh, I loved your goal against Villa, this and that. But like, I see so many Blues fans now, and I kid you not, I've not had one say, didn't like you down the Blues. Every single one's been, loved you down the Blues, wore your heart on your sleeve, love your goals against Villa and Wolves and whatnot. But it was a pleasure playing for the club. Like, honestly, I loved it, you know. Like, I think as well, because it's a workman's club, innit? So we go hand in hand like that. They appreciate when someone works hard, to come off the pitch regardless of the result, and you've fucking put everything out there. And I think I epitomised that during my 6.5 years here, do you know what I mean? In my head, I wish I would have made it to like 10 years. And I'd, sounds mad, but I'd like a testimonial and whatnot. And
for your 33rd manager.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I might have made it like 100 managers and that. But no, honestly, I loved it here, and it's 100, hands down, the best 6.5 years of my career. My only regret is, obviously, I know I could say like, oh, you're and whatnot, but I wish that I would stayed here for longer. Do you know, like, stayed a bit more with Harley, stayed a bit more with Duke, like, the actual core, the trench, man.
Yeah.
The people you looked around, you're like, because there were so many times during that, especially that Karenka period, that Pep period, where you just needed someone like me and a Keith together, or do you know what I mean? That would just roll the sleeves up and let the players play. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just needed that at times. And I just think that we lacked that bit of character. Do you know what I mean? And listen, they're doing well now, aren't they? And all the Blues fans want to see is the lads fucking buy into that.
You know what? Yeah, again,
a few more like you.
I was going to say, again, you know what I mean? Right now, in the middle of that pitch, that sort of physicality is exactly what we're lacking.
And I think as well that leadership and that know-how and that, I don't know, that bite, just having that someone at your heels. But I don't know, the game's changed, innit? Do you know what I mean?
100%.
The game's changed, and to be fair, I love it where I am at the minute, man. I love non-league footy, mate. Honestly, unbelievable. Feel like I'm back in the UT, mate.
Yeah.
Just banter for days and no egos. And
Everyone likes to try and take a bite out of you?
Yeah, every now and again, mate. But I just remind them how many games I've played in the champ tonight. Do you know what I mean, mate? Do you know what I mean? You can't fucking bring me down, mate. The CV speaks for itself, doesn't it? But
class.
Yeah, I think as well, like now, looking back on it, I think when you come to the last stage of your career, like I played at a high level for like 10 years and that in a fluke, regardless of how people think about you or not. Like, and the amount of managers I had at Birmingham, like we were saying earlier, 9 not out. So for me, it was a testament to myself that like you had 8 managers that thought you were good enough. And for me, that's enough. And the Blues fans, I can't remember them ever turning on me. Maybe because, listen, there's always a couple of scapegoats, weren't there?
I'm sure they'll find us on Twitter or something.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Mm. Yeah, maybe a couple of Davis was shit this and that. But I never felt like I was a skateboard.
No, it's
just
don't.
Because
I've never heard it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Just because of how I conducted myself on the pitch, do you know what I mean?
Well, I forgot to mention earlier, because that season that you took the moment of the season, yeah, the players player, the supporters player, you were also the most booked player in the whole of the Football League, weren't
you? Was it? I?
Yeah.
I like that.
Did you not get a trophy for that?
You should have, shouldn't I? To be fair.
Gold card.
I'll write that more than the awards.
Do you know what I mean, mate? Yeah. I'm down to get a yellow, do you know
found
what I mean?
Found that in your Wikipedia, the most cautioned player that year in the whole Football League.
I ain't surprised, though,
isn't it? Yeah.
Loads of late tackles, right?
Because you had first four games of the season you got booking each game?
Yeah.
Then you didn't get a fifth until October.
Yeah, I did that at Wolves as well. First, five games, five yellows, and got suspended. Oh, mate, I was fucking thinking, what the fuck's going on here? But that's how I played, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, mate?
Occupational hazard.
Exactly, mate. Do you know what I mean? I'm not here to give you a fucking easy ride, am I?
Thanks for your time, man.
No problem. It's been an absolute pleasure, man.
Cheers, bro.
Thanks, Digger.
Cheers, mate.
No worries.
Listen, if you like the questions or the answers, what these two boys are doing.